good as kids. No members on the jacket, no warranty. I never figured out how to Humpty dance, and I never owned a pair of Jenko pants. It took a while, sugar out of style. Hanging out with you, baby, baby, I was basically smiling. Those dudes pretend they walk 1,000 miles just to hang out with some girl for a little while. This style, you're never gonna have a style. You never top detail your hair. Your peggy bunny pants match your underwear. You never wore electric ear. When you walked around the block in your Jimmy shoes. It took a while, super out of style. Hanging out with you, baby, baby, always makes me smile. Those clothes you wear always seem so versatile. If you would take my heart, I would walk 1,000 miles just to check out your style. You're never going out of style. Going out of style. Ow, 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 ow. You're never going out of style. Ow, 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 ow. You're never going out of style. Ow, 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 ow. You're never going out of style. Ow, 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 ow. You're never going out of style.
Style.
Come on, join the beat evolution. Come on, join the beat evolution. Everywhere we go, there's a new movie waking from Rome to Tokyo. You can feel the room start shaking. And if you want,
Muck and the Myers, they constantly crank out great music. That is their latest single called Beat Revolution. They have a full release coming out probably in a month or so. As I said, they're constantly at it, constantly putting out great music. Teenage Bottle Rocket with You're Never Going Out of Style, and started with a band called the Orwells with Who Needs You. The Orwells are no longer in existence. They broke up within the year. They're not from around here anyway, but I always enjoyed them when they used to come around. Going to play stuff now by new stuff, a lot of new stuff tonight. And Tiger Bomb have a new release out called Sugar Buzz. I think there are 15 tracks on it. As of now, it's only on vinyl, I believe. But we'll see what happens down the road as far as further release formats. But it's great stuff, and I'm going to play a couple songs off of that. I think three of them, but new Tiger Bomb. Sugar Buzz is the name of the release, and here we go.
Don't bother with your bags, don't want
there you have it. A couple from Sugar Buzz by Tiger Bomb. Just heard Astro Girl. Before that, Wonder Why. And started with Leaving Today. All from that fantastic release. We also have new music by the Nervous Eaters, who have a single out called Superman's Hands. They have a full length coming out as well. A lot of full lengths coming out in the next month or so. And I'm going to play the new Nervous Eaters tune right now.
Tad unusual. Your mama thinks that I'm a bit delusional. I just want to be an ordinary tree.
I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Mm-hmm.
That song is about Jake Byrne's very real struggles with depression and how he overcame it. The band, of course, is the Stiff Little Fingers. The song was called My Dark Places. Before that, we played the Nervous Eater's newest single, Superman's Hands. And another new release I'm going to talk about. This is a band out of L.A. with Kevin McGovern and Hillary Burton. I first discovered them, this band. They're called The Trouble Seekers. And I first discovered them through Hillary Burton, who was in Honey Chain. I discovered Honey Chain, I don't know how. I think I saw a video about 6 years ago, roughly. And I thought it was quite good. And I looked more into the music of Hillary. And Honey Chain liked them a lot. I played all their stuff. And now she's in this band with Kevin McGovern. And they're called the Trouble Seekers. I think this is their first full-length release. Obviously, I like it quite a bit because I'm going to play a few songs from it. So here we go. The Trouble Seekers.
Hey!
There you have it. That was three from the Trouble Seekers' new release. The last thing you heard was He's a Whore. Before that, Crooked Lines and Second Guess. Brand new stuff. Check it out. I'll be playing more of that in the weeks to come. I'm going to play a song now that's called One Good Thing About Summer. I like a lot of things about summer. I'm sure you've said that in the past on this show. And to me, Labor Day always signaled more or less the end of summer. So, anyway. Here is a song called One Good Thing About Summer.
You See that car coming till my life was flashing before my two eyes. But you pulled me back to the curb when you joke that the Reaper should find someone his own size. I'm scared of fire, scared of guns, scared of dying, isn't everyone? Scared of spiders and the IRS, but nothing is as scary as the scared I get without you. I saw a cockroach and I lay awake until 4 in the morning and hoped he'd crawl out his own. And the coyote at the top of the stairs, she's waiting for my eyes to close. She's coming for my throat. I'm scared of fire, scared of guns, scared of dying, isn't everyone? Scared of spiders and the IRS, but nothing is as scary as the that I'm hiding from. It's the stage fright that I'm dying from without you. It's the viper that's biting me. It's the tumor inside of me. It's the dark thoughts in spite of me without you. I'm scared of fire, scared of guns, scared of dying isn't everyone. Scared of spiders and the IRS, but nothing is as scary as the scared I get without you.
Great song by Lizzie No. Song is called Scared, off of her release Holidays. She's not from these parts, but she's coming around in December. As that gets closer, I'll have more info on that. Went way back for a punk blast from Shake the Faith with Against the Wall, Shanghai Lows with Plymouth Rock, and a band called the Airport 77s with One Good Thing About Summer. I'm going to play something new now by a band called Thick.
Walking
That was a short one by Joyce Manor. Song was called Did You Ever Know? Off their new release, 40 Ounces to Fresno, Sour Punch with Stumbelina. That was off of a Rumbar Records comp from 2021. The Peppermint Kicks, Rock and Roll Rampage, and Thick with Maybe Tomorrow. That is off their new release called Happy Now. 9 o'clock straight up, WMFO in Medford. Listening to Rising with Skybar. We play new stuff now. Another Rumbar release. This is by a band called The Young Hasselhoffs.